ہوائے نفس امارہ کتابیں، ہوائے نفس امارہ کتابیں۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Respected listeners, we have Hazrat Mawlana Musa alayhi damat barakatuh with us. The date today is the 18th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. Let's welcome Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, I hope you're keeping well.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. How's Mawlana keeping?
Alhamdulillah, Allah pak sadal in ihtam.
Yesterday, in this part of Lanesia and I think surrounding areas, I'm not too sure about Cape Town, but I believe PE also, there was floods, and this portion, it was, the wind was pretty, it gave us some shock waves, and we still, if you saw the palm trees, everything was, certain portions you just see the collapsing of certain trees in certain areas, especially in locations. Mawlana, how is the weather in Cape Town?
So, Mawlana, in summer, if you can actually call this summer yet, because at night it still gets a bit nippy here, but in summer, generally, in Cape Town, we don't get much rain, if not any, for that matter. Rains generally come in winter here, so we don't see much. In fact, in summer, everything goes gray and, you know, brown and everything. And in winter, everything is, mashallah, lush and green and beautiful, alhamdulillah. Mm.
So, Mawlana, today, inshallah, we'll be discussing a few things, and a little bit of Palestine is... and youth and depression. That's something interesting as well, which we want to look at as well. Mawlana, Palestine, we've seen a major a leader, Yahya Sinwar. But as I've been reading a few articles, the titles have been as well that you may have collapsed, or you may, as Quran Sharif says, in fact, you're not supposed to say about those who are slain in Allah's path that they are passed on, but they're alive. But what Sinwar has done is just created many others who are now more stern and who are more focused. I believe his brother also, Muhammad Sinwar, is also on their list, and they are looking on the search for him now. So there'll always be this movement. But the people of Palestine as well, our hearts still pour to those who are suffering. Mawlana, maybe if you can give us some hope here as well.
Gee, Mawlana, the Quran Sharif bears testimony to this. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. At the end of the day, this is not a, not only an attack against Hamas or any particular group for that matter, but their ideology is in whole to extinguish the light of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they try to do this, you know. They will call them terrorists, they will call them this, they will call them that, and trying to extinguish the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep that flame burning forever, even though the disbelievers like it or they dislike it. So, you know, what the assassination or the martyrdom or the shahadat of Yahya Sinwar, rahmatullah alayh, some people are feeling a little down, you know. You look first, Ismail Haniya, and there was a leader before him in Lebanon that was assassinated, and then Ismail Haniya, rahmatullah alayh, in Iran, and now Yahya Sinwar, rahmatullah alayh. So sometimes we feel that, hey, is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming? Is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here? The answer, the simple answer to this is, yes, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely with the mujahideen. It does not for one second mean that if there are shuhada on the Muslim side, that there's no nusrat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the battle of Badr, how many Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in had lost their lives. In the Battle of Uhud, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the highlight of that. Sayyidina Hanzala, Sayyidina Musab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And likewise, so many other Sahaba, they gave their lives. They gave their lives for deen. And this didn't make the Muslims any less victorious for that matter. It made them victorious. It showed that the light of Islam is ever glowing. So whenever we see these martyrdoms or of senior leaders taking place, then it must actually spur us on. Look at Yahya Sinwar rahmatullah alayh. He wasn't like the world actually thought that he was hiding out in some bunker or he was in some office 100 meters underground and giving instructions. No, where was he found? He was found on the front line. He was found on the front line. And in fact, it was almost like a mistake they had killed him, you know? So this is what true leadership is about. This is what we must take inspiration from, that these leaders, subhanAllah, that's what... Mas Maulana, I got a frog in my throat today. But this is what these leaders are teaching us. They're teaching us that, you know what, lead by example. And we shouldn't feel down and depressed and, okay, they've taken out all the senior leaders and now what's going to happen? Like you said, you know, his brother is, Muhammad is there, his son is there, there's another 5,000 sons that are ready to take, well, not the position per se, but the resistance corps. And this will continue. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will continue. They will never in a million years ever be able to eradicate Hamas because it's a movement. It's an ideology. So we should not feel down and, you know, start asking these questions about Nusrat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., etc. We should always, always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nusrat and help will certainly come.
Mulana, just while speaking to you, I could just hear your conviction as you said, because if a person listening, a non-Muslim perhaps, is listening, and they probably say, like, how do these people just speak with so much of conviction that it's definitely it's going to happen, and they're going to continue in this manner and that. But that's just because it's belief in the Quran Sharif. Allah, and as Mulana has quoted the verse, يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّتْفِئُ نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ and Allah وَيَعْبَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَيُّتِمَّ نُورَهِ and Allah rejects anything short of completing His nur. So this will continue, and this is just something amazing constantly which we see, that they take it. And imagine, I just heard now the other day one of these one of the Zionists, they admitted and they said, you know what, this, in fact, they're having a discussion and they're asking each other, should we have shown the world what we did to Hamas? Because now this is just going to encourage other members now to be harsh on us again. So is it, so they were discussing this and eventually they came to the conclusion saying that it's not going to help. In fact, we're just shooting ourselves in the toe, and we are harming ourselves by doing this, yeah, because this just creates many others. And constantly we're just seeing this, yeah. It's goes beyond logic, it goes beyond understanding, that in this suffering you are finding happiness, you are finding peace. That's just something that we need to learn, that with, despite we have so much, and yet we are still not happy, which leads to our topic of the youth and depression now. Maulana,
in the last week alone, I had three young, vibrant, energetic youngsters coming to me, And okay, all individualized cases, but the nutshell of it was, Allah is testing me, and you know, things are not going smooth in my life, and now I don't even feel like reading Quran. I don't even feel like going out. You know, these are brothers that, mashallah, they're strong in jamaat work, tabligh work. I don't even feel like going out for 3 days. I don't even feel like going out for gersh. Ultimately, this is, you know, the youth today, we put our arms down very, very fast. Right? We showcase a very strong image. The moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a test. And in fact, you know, Maulana, if I look at these case studies, some of the tests that these youngsters were tested with are not even regarded as tests, you know? Mm. You get a little scolding from your parents and they take this as a test. So, put my arms down, you know, khalas, I'm finished. And so the youth have become such a delicate species that it's actually becoming frightening, because you look at what's happening in Palestine. They are being tested there with their lives. Here, a child may be scolded at home for whatever reason, ABCD, whatever, justified, non-justified, it's irrelevant. And automatically, we're throwing the towel in. The youth, I think, have become very, very delicate. And sometimes, we, as ulama, we also have to treat them with kitten gloves. You know, you have to tread very, very carefully in explaining the beauty of being. Hmm. But, Maulana, the crux of the matter is, and I think this is a global pandemic, is that we as a Muslim Ummah have failed in the faculty of Radha bil Qadha. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides something for us, good or bad in our eyes, right? It's always good in Allah's eyes. Usime khair hai. My Shaykh Azamah Dawud Siddha Saddam and Barakatuh always tells me this here. Whether anything happens, usime khair hai. Usime khair hai. There's always good in it. There's always good in it.
Hmm.
But in our eyes, sometimes it doesn't look so good.
Hmm.
The reality is, are we actually becoming pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision, or are we questioning it and thinking that, you know what, I'm in the driver's seat here, I'm in control? The reality is, none of us are in the driver's seat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the driver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do as He wishes, when He wishes, how He wishes. And remember, ultimately, there is no one, no human being on the surface of this earth, no creation on the surface of this universe that loves us more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. So Allah will decide undoubtedly what's best for us, even if it's a little bit of a pinch at the time. But we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all that happens around us. Sometimes, you know, things don't go the way we plan, and this is what is leading towards depression. This is, we are not making tafweez, Maulana. We're not handing over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We still believe that we are, you know, controlling everything, and things must go this way and not sway for a little bit and not sway a little second. And generally, things do go that way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every now and again, He sees that, you know what, this guy's hit a pothole. His alignment is out. Let me just bring his alignment back in a little.
Mm.
Remind him who's in the driver's seat here. And when that happens, the first form of alignment that we go into the workshop for, sadly, this leads to a failure on our side. And we as the youth, we are falling into the trap of depression.
Mm. Gee, Mulana, that's something that's needed to be discussed as well, because amongst females, this is a major topic as well, that depression. And I'll just speak on behalf of certain females, which not that we get directly, but from sources, that they are Dini inclined. They are housed, they stick to the homes, but in this, they are finding themselves stuck. And there's nobody to pour out to, there's nobody to speak to. And their condition in terms of their iman as well is deteriorating. So how, and they look at us, they say, you men, you're going for this talk, you're going for this, you've got this, you're always on the move. But for us, how do we deal with this here? How do we come out of it? We understand it's the law of the Quran Sharif that we need to be at home. We need to be looking after the kids, all of this here. But how do they deal with this here, Mulana?
Mulana, I think that the short answer to this here is that a lot of men are not paying attention to their women folk at home as well. So, quite aptly so. You know, a person who is in some effort of deen, they're always out of the house. There's no i'tidal. There's no balance in life. So every day they are spending, mashallah, the 2.5. These are good things. I'm not saying it's bad. Don't mistake what I'm saying, and don't think that I'm attacking any khidmat of deen, because tabligh works is the best of works. It's the best khidmat a person can do. But they must be i'tidal at the same time. No one says that you need to be out of the house the whole, you know, three-quarter of the year, and the women folk have to deal with everything at home, the pressures and the stresses at home, and the children. And, you know, children, mashallah, Maulana, especially if you got boys, it's a headache for the women folk. They just, the boys don't listen to the mothers anymore. So they need a fatherly figure. So I think the short answer here is that we're not paying enough attention to our women folk. You know, one of the usul is having ta'aleem at home. What does that mean? Ta'aleem at home is not just picking up the fazail amal or whatever kitab we are reading and reading for 20 minutes. And this. No, but it's nurturing. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. Become a garment for your spouses and let them be a garment for you. So it's all about supporting our families through difficult times, through hardships, through pain, through suffering, guiding them, navigating for them, supporting them, encouraging them. Yes, they can't go out so often. In fact, they can't leave the home. And that is what Sharia, and they're abiding, mashallah. They're abiding to the rules and regulations of Sharia. But we are just on this high note, you know, a person who's in the field of the tasawwuf, for example, right? It's just me, my sheikh, and I. And you know, the mashayikh, mashallah, sometimes they see a lot of the wisdom in this year, and they challenge the youth, or they challenge the people to say, hey, you want to make safar with your sheikh, but who's at home? What mahram is there to see to the needs of your family, etc.? And they will actually challenge. And many times, you know, people don't like it when they are challenged in that way. But that is the reality. We have to pay attention to our women folk. Young girls at home, sometimes they're sitting in their rooms 24/7. You don't know what they're going through. When last, as we as a parent, have spoken to our families and delved into their minds and their hearts and souls to find out what demons they are fighting. All we worried about is myself. You know, mashallah, now I'm, you know, and it's good. Alhamdulillah, a person is bringing in more sunnah in his life. A person's islah is being made. A person is in the field of ta'aleem. It's all good. But the responsibility, you have a wife, you have young daughters, you have young sons at home. That responsibility should not be shirked for 1 second.
Mm.
For 1 second. Maulana, I give you my own example. A few months ago, my mother-in-law fell and she broke her femur bone. So that's just by the hip, you know. And that same weekend, there was an overnight program. And I was really looking excited and going for this program and that day. And Hazrat told me, Maulana, you're not coming for the program. You take your family to your mother-in-law, go and see her, go and make khidmat, go and see what they need. But you're not coming for the program. And yes, initially I was like, I'm going to miss out. But there's so much of hikmah in it. There's so much of blessings in it. Because responsibility, they shouldn't be placed under the carpet for the sake of attending a nafil program. Responsibilities should not be thrown under the carpet for the sake of traveling with a person's share. Responsibilities should not be placed under the carpet for the sake of going out 3 days in Jamaat. So, you know, I think we also have to play a responsibility and a proper responsibility at home in seeing to the needs of our families.
Alhamdulillah, there is good response on this. We see from the tablet as well, alhamdulillah, that this has been addressed, because many times we just tend to forget about these issues. And we just focused on boosting ourselves, but the actual booster was on this, on the home, where we build our homes. And we once I was also going to go for a program, and the Mufti said, no, you can't come because you have to. And he gave a proof. He said Uthman radiallahu anhu as well, at the time of was it Badr, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you have to look after your wife, the daughter of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that's where we're struggling at the moment, is to finding a balance. If you take it the youth, if you take it on every sphere that we, the challenges we're facing, there's no balance, i'tidal, as Mulana mentioned earlier. So finding this balance is something that is important. And Mulana, maybe you can just share with just a few more points on this, to maintaining that balance.
You know, Mulana, I think when a person gets involved in any dini effort, anything, you know, mashallah, that's good. And may Allah always allow us to take opportunity and grab it by the horns. But Hazrat Mu'adh Dawood Sahib, when we traveled now to Egypt, and we were all doing some social work, and it was a lot of physical work, he mentioned something that's golden. And inshallah, that's going to resonate with me for the rest of my life. He said, right now, the work that we are doing is for the nafs. It's adrenaline. You know, we're enjoying it. And if we continue doing it, it becomes an adat, a habit. And from a habit, it will mature into an ibadat. This is something, Maulana, you know, it must be engraved in stone and placed in every home. So a person starts in the effort of tabligh or tasawwuf or whatever it is. In the beginning, it's for the nafs, enjoying it, you know.
Gee.
Mashallah, you know, the brothers. And there's always so much of love and brotherhood. And now a person's wearing, for instance, a khanka topi, and you say, oh, mashallah, you know, he's going, he's kicking the hands of his sheikh, person is going to the markets every week for Shab Guzari, mashallah, very good. But if we continue with istiqamat, it will become an adat, a habit. And from a habit, it will mature into an ibadat. That's when the ikhlas will come. So, you know, coming back to the topic of how the youth are becoming depressed, you know, I think young ulama, as well as the seniors, you know, mashallah, we have to pay a little bit more attention to the youth. We have to start paying a little bit more attention to the youth because their level of sensitivity is very critical. And just a little bump on the road, they start questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a level where it's dangerous for the iman. And this is boys and girls alike. Maulana, I'm no fan of the secular system, and I've made this very, very clear and articulated it in that. Now, take for example now, becoming, everybody's talking matric, I don't even know when matric is starting the exams. But irrespective of it, there's so much of pressure on the youngsters for this matric. Why? Because you're looking forward to a career. Why? Because it's love for the dunya. Why? Because it is ambition. Why? Because nisyanul maut, we've forgotten death. If we just start remembering death, then all of these things, they don't matter to us anymore. We won't be ambitious. We won't want to make this dunya our jannah and, you know, become so comfortable in our dunya. We won't have all of those things. Now we resonate that pressure onto the youth. Now imagine, Maulana, you and I have both been through some really, what's the correct term? Tear-jerking examinations. Like, you know, shaking, the ones that shake your heart when you're sitting in the paper and you see, you know, you know, in the early years, when the masala of tohar and mutakhallal came about, you know, a masala dealing with haid and a woman is park and then she becomes napak and park and there's a repetition of this there. You know, that was a masala that grinded your head, for instance. And now that appears in the imtihan. And you stunned. You absolutely stunned. What happens? Your heart stops beating for that few seconds. And you shake them to a level that, you know,
it's almost like you're going to get menstruation.
You know, Maulana, I'll give you one example. One kitab, I don't know if they teach it in Darulun Zakaria, but in Azadbal, this was a kitab that was taught. It was called Safinatul Bulagha, the ship of eloquence. And our ustad, Hazrat Maulana Hassan Dr. Ustad Daman Barakatuh, who was very, very passionate about teaching the subject. The second or the third term, the students decided, let's go and visit Maulana and get some tips. Because it's a tough kitab, you know. It's really a tough kitab. So we walked into Hazrat's house and we told him, Hazrat, you know, all humble and what have you. We're writing the paper tomorrow morning. Can you give us some tips for the examination? So Maulana laughed at us. Right. You know, I can still remember, and he had this cute smile on his face. And he said, Maulisa, if you have your life jacket, you'll be fine. Otherwise, this boat is sinking. And subhanAllah, true to his word, we were a class of 55 students. I think only 14 students had passed the examination. So, what am I saying? I'm saying that, you know, a student goes into his matric exam or her matric exam, and sometimes you just stump. It happens. You go blank. Now, they're sitting in that examination room, and the answering pad or whatever it is blank. Because your brain is blank. But what's going through their mind? Oh, no. How am I going to answer this to my parents? I can hide it for as long as I can. The results will only come out in January. And that's why you find in January or February, whenever these results actually come about, how many suicides took place here in South Africa amongst you. Don't over-pressurize your children. Your ambitions don't make that an expectation of your children. You're destroying them.
Mulana, you left us with a whole lot to think about, and I think we've got a week to think about it, because next week, inshallah, we should be discussing this in more detail, matric and all of this depression, suicidal, my own experience, and I'll share it next week, inshallah, so that people's minds can open up, and we know what's happening, because it's totally, imagine your name doesn't come out in the paper, in the newspaper. So that's exactly what we're not supposed to be doing, worried about the dunya, as Mulana has mentioned. Worry about our akhirat, and our dunya will be made, inshallah. So Mulana, we appreciate your time and your pieces of advice. Please make dua for us. We look forward to speaking to you next week, inshallah. And tonight, inshallah, the Tasawwuf program, inshallah. It's between 8 and 9, inshallah, I think.
It's a topic that I'm going to be discussing, the sacrifice of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam and how he made Radha bil Qadha.
Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
From us and the team, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.